Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Metzia, Perik Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Hashayla Zapara. Once again, we have someone borrowing a cow. Now, he asked if he can borrow the cow. The owner said yes, he was maskim. But at this point, the shoyel did not take possession of the cow yet. He did not do a kinyan in the cow. The shilcha, he sent the cow, loy to him, to the shoyel, through one of the following three shlichim, biyad benoy, either through the son of the owner, biyad avdai, or the eved of the owner who's lending the cow, biyad shluchai, or some other shliach, again, of the owner, for that matter, oy, or if he sent it, biyad benoy, biyad avdai, or biyad shluchai, shel shoyel, or of these three, any of these three, the son of the shoyel, the eved of the shoyel, or a shliach, a trusted shliach of the shoyel. The shoyel never appointed any of these people. We say a shliach of the shoyel, meaning someone that we think that he would trust. And in all these cases, umesa, the parah died a natural death, in other words, an oinus, when the parah was still in the hands of these shluchim. The din is part of the shoyel does not have to pay. But what do you mean? The shoyel is chayav an oinus. That's dafka. If the parah was already in his rishos. Wait a second. You want to tell me that the owner sent the parah with his son, his eved, or his shliach? Okay. But how do you explain if it was the shoyel's son, or the shoyel's eved, or the shoyel's shliach that brought it? Doesn't that mean that it was already in the rishos of the shoyel? And the answer is, as long as the shoyel didn't say outright to his son, to his eved, or to his friend, please go get it for me, then when they take it, it's not in the rishos of the shoyel yet. And over here, it's true. The owner sent it in the hands of the son of the shoyel, the eved of the shoyel, or a friend of his, but the shoyel never officially appointed them. And a chanami. If amalei hashoyel, if the shoyel, if the shomer, the borrower, said to the owner, shalchali, send me the para, biyad bini, in the hands of my son, biyad avdi, in the hands of my eved, or biyad shaluchi, in the hands of my shliach. Or even if the shoyel said, send me the para, biyad bincha, let your son be a shliach to bring me the para, or biyad avdecha, in the hands of your eved. In this case, it's talking about an eved ivri, because an eved kanani would be considered whatever he has as if the owner himself has it. But if the shoyel said, send it with your eved ivri, or biyad shluchacha, or you pick a shliach, but whoever it is, I'm telling you to pick a shliach and send it to me. So l'maisa, the shoyel appointed that person to be his shliach. He just told the mashal to pick someone. Or sha'amalei ha-mashal. Or even if the owner said, remember, mashal is the one who's lending. Hareini mashalcha lach, I'm sending you the parah, biyad mini, in the hands of my son. Biyad avdi, in the hands of my eved. Biyad shluchi, in the hands of my shliach. Biyad bincha, in the hands of your son. Biyad avdecha, in the hands of your eved. Biyad shluchacha, in the hands of your shliach, that you're going to send me to receive the parah. V'amalei ha-shoyel, and the shoyel says to the mashal, yeah, I agree. Shalach, send it's fine. V'shalach, and the mashal sent it through one of these. Umesa, and the parah died after it was in their hands, that is, in the hands of these messengers. The din is chayiv. The shoyel is chayiv. Once the shoyel officially, either directly or indirectly, appoints them as a shliach or agrees that they should be his shliach, so once they're in the shliach's hands, it's as if it's in his hand. And the same halacha applies to when we're sending the para back to the mashal, back to the owner. But here it's the reverse. Here we say it doesn't make a difference if it's the shayel's son, the mashal's son, the shayel's eved, the mashal's eved, the shayel's shliach, the mashal's shliach. As long as the owner never appointed these people as a shliach to bring it back, it's considered still in the rishus of the shayel, and should something happen to this para on the way back, the shoyel has to pay for it. But if the owner appointed or agreed that these people should bring it back, whether his son or the other son, his eved, the other eved, his shliach, the other eved, as long as the mashal said, you know, they're my shliach, I agree, then the shoyel is potter. Now, one more thing. We're talking about, well, let's say he borrowed the cow for 30 days, for 2 weeks, whatever it is, and he's sending it back within that time frame. But if he's sending it back after the time of Shiloh was over, let's say he said for a week and it's after the week, so the shoyel's not allowed to use it anymore. Then the shoyel's no longer chayav b'aynis. Even if it died in the rishus of the shoyel. Because at this point, he's no longer a shoyel. The only reason the shoyel's chayav b'aynis is because he can use it. once he's not allowed to use it, so he gets a kula on the other end that his responsibility is less. Okay, chazaring over our Mishnah, we learned if someone borrows a para, and the para is sent to him, makes no difference whether it's the owner's son, Eved, or Shliach, or the borrower's son, Eved, or someone that he would know, as long as the borrower never appointed them to be a Shliach, or agreed that they should be a Shliach. Should something happen to the animal, should an oinus occur before it gets to the shayel is potter. He never took possession of it. He didn't start his days of being a shayel yet. Same is true the other way around. It makes no difference whether the shayel sends the cow back with his son, his eved, his shliach, or with the son of the owner, the eved of the owner, or someone who would be a shliach of the owner, as long as the owner didn't appoint them or agree that they should be appointed, then it's still in the possession of the shayel until it gets to the owner, and should an einus happen and root, the shayel is chayiv. Two things that we pointed out. When we say that the shayel is chayiv, if he was maskim that the eved of the owner should be his shliach, that would be an eved ivri. If it was an eved kanani of the owner, so it's as if the owner himself has it. And also in regard to returning it, this that we said, that the shayel is chayiv until it gets back, unless it's handed over to an official shliach that was appointed or agreed upon by the mishaleach. This is only if it's still within the days that he borrowed it. But if he borrowed it for a certain amount of time and that time is over, once the shayel is no longer allowed to use it, if he says, can I borrow your cow for 2 days? Once the 2 days are over, he can't use it. At this point, he's no longer a shayel. That's chayiv on einus.